don't really understand it. There's a lot of things going on, like forestation, afforestation, deforestation. What's the influence on those sort of nitrogen gas fluxes to the atmosphere? Okay, we next move to the phosphorus cycle. Phosphorus cycle is really quite simple. In the phosphorus cycle, the percentage of phosphorus in the crust now is not zero. It's now 0.11. This is quite a significant percentage. So we've got a major repository sitting in the crust. That then is taken from deep down and brought to the surface via geological uplift. In terms of phosphate rock deposits that are available for man, we've got 10,000 sitting at the surface. In the soil and the biosphere, we've got 200,000. Remember, this is multiplied by 10 to the 9 kilograms of phosphorus, so quite a significant repository then. Soil and the biosphere. We've got an amount in the water because phosphate is orthophosphate, is soluble. We can protonate it to form the related acids. So we've got plenty of soluble forms of phosphate that exist in the water. Now the phosphate rock, if it's physically abraded down, then the phosphate is insoluble. So we're getting transport of phosphate to the ocean then, an insoluble form as a flux. Mankind is using fertilizer to the tune of about 12 by 10 to the 9 kilograms of phosphorus per annum. That's then in a land-based cycle. We end up with phosphorus moving through the rivers into the oceans, and so the flux is there. Man and the natural environment are moving about the same amount. We get loss of phosphorus from the ocean to the sediments, which then will be incorporated into the crustal material. So there's a flux of about 22. In the ocean, we have got a cycling process then, which has got about 100 cycles of your average water molecule travelling from the surface through the biology down into the reducing zone down the bottom and then cycled back up again. About 100 cycles before the phosphorus is removed by this process here. So quite a long half-life in the ocean. The surface, your average phosphate would spend about 4 years, and the deep part of the ocean, maybe about 600 years. The scale of this geologic uplift then is about 200 million years, so it's just to emphasise some of these processes occurring over quite short timescales, others occur very, very slowly.